Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Friend of a Friend. It's your host, Olivia Perez. I am back in LA after what I feel like was 2 months of nonstop traveling. I'm so excited to be back. The weather in LA is the perfect weather that I've been wanting for so long. It's sunny. It has like a nice little like crisp cool in the air. The seasons are changing. And so I'm very excited to be home, back in my routine, and blessed with this amazing weather. On that note, I'm so excited because today we're doing one of my favorite series on the podcast. I feel like I do it every season at this point, and it's my top 10 essentials for the fall season. I've so loved doing these because I feel like they really give me kind of like a capsule wardrobe every time I do them. It reminds me of the pieces that I'm so excited to wear in my closet, what I need to put away, what I need to bring out, and also gives me so much style inspiration. Every time I do these, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to wear this with this. I was just talking about that on the show. I can't wait to pull it out and usher in a new season. So again, I always love doing these. And fall feels particularly fun for me. While I do love summer weather, summer dresses, flat sandals, the whole nine yards, there's something about fall that just really makes my heart sing when it comes to fashion. And I actually asked my broadcast channel on Instagram if you guys prefer it summer or fall, and literally 90% of the group said fall. So I guess the feeling is mutual. But I think that there's just so much to work with when it comes to fall. There are so many layers. There are so many accessories. If you are someone who loves fashion and you love to get dressed up, it just feels like the ultimate time to really showcase your personal style. Summer feels really minimal. Dresses, flats. Winter, I feel bundled up. You can't see anything besides the coat that I'm wearing. So fall really feels like that time for my style to shine. And so the pieces that I'm going to go through today, some of them might seem a little unconventional, but they're all ways that I want to help you guys really hone in on your personal style this season and bring out those pieces that are going to ground your style and be the things that you're going to wear on repeat all season. In case you missed it, I was on the Today Show a week ago also talking about fall essentials. Absolutely love being there. Always so grateful to be there and had the best time. So if you did catch that, some of them are going to be repeated again in today's episode. And if you want to see how I styled some of the pieces that I'm talking about today, you can actually go to my Instagram right now, click on the link in my bio. The video will be one of the first things that pops up there. And you can actually see how I styled a few of the pieces that I'm talking about today, from a dark wash denim to a knit dress and a knee-high boot. So just a little cheat sheet in case you want something visual. And then, of course, also in my link in bio, there is a dedicated edit of my fall favorite items right now from a ton of different brands to make it easy for you guys to shop. A lot of the pieces that I'm mentioning today will be included in that edit. So again, just trying to make it as easy as possible for you guys to audibly shop with me while you are listening to today's episode. So let's dive into the first thing. I actually featured this one thing on the Today Show as my men's piece, the one thing that I think every guy should switch over in their closet for the fall season. I definitely think this is a unisex trend, and that is dark wash denim. When I was on my Europe trip about a month ago, I brought with me a pair of Levi's jeans that I got from my favorite vintage store in LA, Shop RLT. And I remember when I first tried them on in the store, I loved them immediately because I was like, I feel like I had been looking for a pair of jeans like this for a long time. They were like a true Western blue, and they had that really beautiful kind of yellow gold stitching on them. They just felt really different and like a pair of jeans that would be a standout, which again, jeans aren't usually supposed to be the thing that stand out. But every time I wear them, I get compliments. And I posted them on my Instagram, and the amount of people that DM'd me being like, oh my God, where are these from? I've been having such a hard time finding dark wash denim. Or people DMing me saying, I'm now adding dark wash denim to my wish list. I was so excited to see how many people loved them, because I think we can get really stuck in our routine of denim. And for me, I always want to have a little bit of fun with it. I have a pair of cargo denim pants that I love from Reformation that I wear all the time. And I feel like denim can just totally be pulled to the background. So want to bring them to the foreground this fall, and want you guys to put away your white denim, put away maybe a light wash, and introduce a beautiful dark royal blue denim into your wardrobe. The ones that I featured on the Today Show were for, again, my men's trend. And those were actually from Hollister, and they're under $50, which is an incredible steal for denim. They were really well made, really comfortable. When we were doing our fitting before the show, they fit so nicely, and I loved the way they turned out. So those are on Hollister. The ones that I got, as I mentioned, vintage Levi's, found them at a vintage store in LA. They were the classic 501s. So I would go online and type in a 501 dark wash and really try and find them. Another thing to note is I feel like with most dark wash denims, you really want the material of that piece of denim to be a little bit more canvassy. I don't want it to be something that feels like a soft denim, because that I feel like the wash will look funny. What I think is really successful with a dark wash is when the fabric feels a little bit thicker, a little bit more canvassy, and you can really see the texture of that color. So make sure as you're shopping, pay attention to that. Again, those were Levi's. If you can't happen to find them, here are a few other places that I've seen some great dark wash denim. COS, which has been making a huge comeback. They just did their first show at New York Fashion Week this past season, and I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot more of COS. That's COS, and I saw they have some great dark wash denim. My all-time favorite, Dish. I know so many of us love Dish. We get served it on Instagram all the time, and I can't help but buy their cute stuff. D-I-S-S-H on Instagram. They have a really cute pair of dark wash denim. And then, believe it or not, Abercrombie. Also some really good ones at a great affordable price. And Madewell. So those are my top ones for denim. I did a summer denim segment on the Today Show in early August, and those were the brands that I went straight to for this segment. Heritage brands that I trust to make really well-fitting denim. My next one, and we're going to go straight into accessories with this, the slouchy bag. I feel like that's what we're going to call it. A shoulder bag, oversized shoulder bag. I'm going to call it a slouchy bag because that's just kind of what it feels like. It's a bag that goes over your shoulder, definitely not like a crossbody, is usually leather, a little bit oversized, and just kind of like slouches. I feel like it's like part of your outfit. It matches the curves of your body, and it's just a really comfortable, soft, bendable, flexible bag to wear that's great for every day. I have a slouchy bag that I have worn on repeat, I'd say for 3 years now. It's my go-to everyday bag. It's from an Australian brand named Scalan Theodore, and it's the Gabrielle bag. I have not been able to find it. I feel like they stopped producing it. I actually saw it in a few other colors recently. Like, I saw it on a Shirling, and I saw it on Poshmark in the brown color. It was my favorite bag, so I'm so sad that they're not making it, because I would love to share it with you guys. But again, tons of other options. I feel like this bag style has become really popular because of the rise in popularity of Kate. Kate came out with a slouchy bag this season that I feel like has been on rotation all over my Instagram, and it's just so beautiful. If you're still wondering what the shape of this bag is, go on kate.com and look up the Clara bag. Something like that. Kind of looks like a rounded triangle, if that makes sense. So this bag has really rose in popularity. I've seen it everywhere. And obviously, I love the Kate version, especially the one in the coffee suede. Oh my gosh. Anything brown for fall, immediately I love. But it's pretty expensive. So I want to share with you guys a few options that I'm absolutely loving that I think you guys will love too. The first one that I love that I actually got for myself is from Reformation, actually. It's their Victoria tote bag. I actually got it in the truffle color, which is like an olive green. I've been wearing it nonstop. It's really great because it fits my laptop, which I love. And it's one of those bags that I can just throw everything in and go about my day. I feel like we are, you know, way past the days of this like micro mini bag, and in are the days of the really big oversized bag. Look, I got a lot of places to be, things to carry, especially when I was living in New York and I didn't have a car. I needed pretty much like an entire day's worth of stuff to fit in my bag. So I'm a huge fan of this trend, and also think it's an essential for fall. I love this bag. In my mind, it's like a beautiful jean, a black belt with a gold buckle, a maybe houndstooth blazer with a white tee underneath, and this like amazing bag that you're carrying all your things in for the whole day. It feels like one of those looks that you wear when you have a million things to do and you just want to feel good and amazing. Again, I got it in the truffle, but there are so many other colors. You can get it in a brown leather. You can get it in a suede. There's black, beige. Such a good bag. We'll be right back after the break. This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay's Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that makes every step feel fly, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts. Because we all know there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. And when you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say Authenticity Guarantee. The other thing I like to do is actually type in Authenticity Guarantee in the search bar, and the search will populate with products that are all guaranteed by the Authenticity Guarantee. That means that when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real deal. And listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing that you love, you have to make sure that you're not going to catch a fake. It's a huge problem on the internet today. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. So with eBay's Authenticity Guarantee, it makes it so easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark, and you know it's getting checked by real experts on their platform. So whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this, just like us. They are connoisseurs and true experts in their crafts, and they're making sure that everything is authenticated every step of the way. So that way, when the amazing item hits your doorstep, not only do you know that it's real, but that feeling that when you get to put it on, it's also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Now let's get back to the show. Another place that I really love getting bags from recently is Anthropologie. I'm not a big dupes girl, but I feel like they do such a good job at designer handbag dupes. Every time I go on there, I'm like, wow, that looks like a Bottega bag. That looks like the Kate bag. And I feel like their pricing is great. It's usually between, I'd say, like $80 to $200. And their bags are really great quality. They have a really great slouchy knotted leather handbag that I feel like is right in line with what I'm talking about. It's $158. They have it in a beautiful navy, olive green, a yellow. I feel like this is a perfect bag if you're looking for a new bag for fall. Again, I would definitely look at Reformation and Anthropologie for some amazing handbag steals. Next one I want to cover is the shell top. I'm actually wearing one right now because I wore it on the Today Show and I'm just obsessed with this piece. The shell top, it's a sleeveless knit top that's relatively very simple. I like to consider it like a stealthy layering piece. What's great about it is it's knit and warm enough that you can wear it on its own if it's a fall day that gets, you know, unusually warm. But it's also a great layering piece. If I get cold, I can throw on a trench or a jacket over, and it just looks like I'm wearing a sweater underneath. The one that I featured on today that I'm wearing right now that I actually have in two other colors because it's just such a good wardrobe essential is the Aritzia Hazlet top. I was wearing it on the show in the rich cocoa color, which is this like beautiful rich brown. But they have it in white, gray, black, a tan color. Options are endless there. Again, this is just one of those versatile pieces that I feel like everyone can have in their closet. I believe the one from Aritzia is $98. So a really good price for a piece that I feel like you're going to wear on repeat. What I also love about this is it's such a good outfit on its own. Like even if I don't want to layer it with a jacket, it has these incredible shoulder pads. So it really is a statement. This top with a beautiful earring and a pair of slacks and a matching pair of heels is an outfit that I know I'll wear all fall, feel really good in, can go to drinks with friends, can go to a work meeting. It's just one of those outfits that everyone's going to be like, you look so good, but what you're wearing is so simple. So again, Hazlet top from Aritzia. I actually think from the show it sold out a lot, but I know they're restocking soon and they do have some colors available. So go get it before it's really gone. Speaking of layering, I want to talk about my favorite piece that I think everybody needs for all seasons, but especially fall. And that's a trench coat. I wear trench coats year round. I know that sounds crazy, especially in the summer, but when I was traveling through Europe, I brought my trench coat with me and wore it every time I flew. Honestly, that's my biggest style hack while I'm traveling. People are always like, what do you wear on the plane to look good but feel comfortable? It's pajamas or like a pair of cashmere pants and a t-shirt and a trench coat. Because even if you're wearing pajamas underneath, you can buckle that trench coat and look so good. This is a piece everybody needs year round. And also airports are always freezing. I need like 100 layers. But especially for fall, I think it's the perfect transition piece from summer to winter weather. It's perfect for those like days where it's not super cold, but you just want to have a little bit of a lighter layer. What I think I love most about a trench coat is that on the top, it has that same tailoring as a blazer. Like it looks beautiful on top. But then also, I feel like every time I throw a trench coat on, it's the same feeling that I get when I'm throwing on a like oversized jacket that I love that makes me feel really cozy and I know I'm just going to feel really good. Same feeling. It feels like a giant hug, but also looks super chic at the same time. Actually, I had a trench coat that I loved, but I felt like I needed a new one. I'd been wearing it for years. And right before I was leaving for my Europe trip this year, I was like, shoot, it's August. I definitely need a new trench. This one's worn down. Where can I go get a trench coat in August? And I actually walked into Gap and found a trench coat that was, I think, $125, something in there. And it's perfect. It's literally the perfect trench coat. Like, I cannot tell you any, I can't even say go buy an expensive one. This one from Gap, it's like their classic trench coat, is the perfect trench coat that everybody needs in their closet. You don't need anything fancier, I promise. This one does just fine. It was so cute. I always get compliments on it, and I just feel so good. Again, one of those things you can throw over pajamas on the plane, or for one of those days where it's a little breezy, jeans, t-shirt, trench coat, so good. Next up, something maybe a little bit nicer than a jean to wear under your trench coat, a knit dress. Now, I know for fall, sometimes that can feel a little bit irrational, but I am loving a knit dress for fall. I feel like under a trench, under a long coat, it's one of those pieces that feels really transitional and great for in-between seasons, and also gives you another option outside of pants. I feel like when it gets towards the end of fall and into winter, I'm so craving wearing something other than a pant that I feel like a knit dress really still gives you that layer of warmth, sophistication. It's really tailored and beautiful, but you still also get a little bit of that feeling of summer. If you guys have listened to my most recent episodes, you know that I am absolutely obsessed with Sandro dresses right now. I cannot stop buying them. I bought two in August. I'm about to buy another one, but they have a new fabric that's come out that I'm truly obsessed with and think is so great. It is made mostly of viscose. I can't really describe it. It feels stretchy. It's definitely heavy. It's not like one of those dresses you can throw in your suitcase and pack really quickly. It's a thick, heavy fabric that is stretchy and really hugs your body and just feels so good. Something I actually learned about this new fabric that they're using is it's actually 50% recycled, which I think is so cool for Sandro. There's one that I was wearing all summer that you guys have seen on my Instagram. It's navy with a white collar. And I also got a black one. These are really great transitional dresses that you can wear with a knee-high boot and a long coat and feel really good all fall. There's one specifically from Sandro that I love. It's their ribbed maxi dress. It's a black dress that hits about halfway through your calves and has these beautiful buttons up the center. One thing I will say when we're talking about, you know, either ribbed or knit dresses for fall, buttons make all the difference. I'm so obsessed with these knit dresses that have these like gorgeous gold buttons up the center. They're so beautiful. They really add a level of like sophistication to the outfit. And I also think it's really fun to then match all of your accessories with those gold buttons, beautiful gold earring, maybe some bracelets, a necklace or two. So definitely recommend that one because it's so pretty and a really good in-between between summer and fall. There was a dress that I also featured on the Today Show that was also from Aritzia. It was like an asymmetrical dress that I paired with a pair of knee-high boots. This was also really beautiful and a perfect knit dress for fall, again, with a knee-high boot and maybe a cropped coat with it. It was the Wilfred Alchemy dress, and I love this dress specifically because of the versatility that comes with it. They actually have it in a long sleeve version, a tank version, a short version, a maxi version, and a bunch of different colors. So like green, blue, a ruby red, a black. So there's really something for everybody with this dress. If you do choose to wear this dress, definitely pair it with something cropped since there is that slit. A cropped jacket with this looks so nice and really accentuates your curves. But again, if you're looking for a knit dress, and I'm going to include some in my edit at my link in bio, find those buttons. They're so beautiful. I don't know why I have an obsession with buttons right now, but I do. They make all the difference. Okay, my next would be a gemtone sweater. I know that sounds so specific, but for fall, I love a really rich colored knit sweater with any pair of jeans that you have, a pair of loafers, a pair of heeled boots. I just think that having that colored knitwear that you can go to at any time if you want to wear something that maybe feels like a step up from a black sweater is such an easy way to have an outfit that is so impactful and so cool, but with really little effort. last fall, I got a true purple, like amethyst purple sweater from Vince that I wore on repeat all fall and was such a cool piece throughout my wardrobe. I wore it, again, simple with a pair of jeans and a cute bag, and it was the highlight of an outfit. I wore it underneath a coat, so it was like a pop of color. It wasn't the full outfit, but it was this really cool moment. And you don't have to go for purple. I really love the idea of like an emerald green, a true purple, maybe a ruby red. All of these colors, I feel like, are great for fall and are different than just your typical tan, white, black. I got mine from Vince, and the quality is incredible. It's one of my favorite sweaters. I've been wearing it with a pair of oversized gold earrings, and it just feels like such an easy outfit that people are always like, wow, you look beautiful. I've told you guys this many times before. Color theory is a real thing with fashion. If you are having a bad day, throw on some color. Throw on something that makes you feel shiny and good. I promise it will change your day. It has changed mine so many times over and over and over again that I truly believe in it and live by this. If I wake up and I don't feel like I'm in a good mood, putting on black just makes it worse. And this purple sweater is something that I actually turn to so often for those moments where, one, I just want to look really good on the fly, but I also need that little moment of like uplifting color in my life. If you are looking for a gem tone that is really going to make your closet pop, I mentioned Vince earlier, and Vince just makes impeccable knitwear. And I really love how they lean into color. For example, they have like an oxblood cashmere sweater right now that is exactly the sweater that I am talking about for this look. It's something that is really rich in color and beautiful and a piece that you can throw on with a pair of jeans and automatically look so good. Those sweaters are more in the $400 to $500 range. If you are looking for something a little bit more affordable, I'm going to recommend what I always recommend, which is J.Crew. They have such good sweaters all the time. I don't know. I feel like if I had unlimited budget, I would just be buying every single J.Crew sweater because they have such good variety, such good colors, and really, really impeccable quality. I actually have an emerald green sweater that I got from J.Crew last year that I've been wearing through many different seasons, and it's just such a beautiful color and always makes me feel really good. Their sweaters are usually in the $100 to $200 range, so definitely more on the affordable side. Again, the colors that I would look for that I think really are great essentials for fall, an oxblood, an emerald green, and a purple. I think those colors are so beautiful for fall and really will make a statement. We'll be right back after a quick break. I know in this episode I've been telling you guys about some of my favorite essentials for fall weather, and one of my favorite places to go to find all of these incredible new pieces is Farfetch. It's the leading global platform for fashion, connecting creators, curators, and consumers. The Farfetch Marketplace connects customers in over 190 countries with items from more than 50 countries and nearly 1,400 of the world's best brands, boutiques, and department stores, delivering a truly unique shopping experience and access to the most extensive selection of luxury on a single platform. You can discover a world of fashion from the finest brands like Saint Laurent, Reformation, and Parenza Schooler only on Farfetch. One of the pieces that I have been talking about in this episode is the perfect boot, and there are so many on there. You can get anything from Gani to Hunter, Prada, and so many more. There's actually a pair of Gani boots that I've been eyeing. They are the perfect chunky leather Chelsea boot, and they're relatively affordable for a good boot. But you can also find women's, men's, and kids' clothing, shoes, handbags, accessories, and more, along with homeware, pre-owned designer bags, watches, and more. Visit Farfetch.com, that's Farfetch.com, and enter friend at checkout for 10% off select full price orders of $200 or more. You'll receive free shipping and returns on your order as well. Brand restrictions and TNCs apply, so check out the show notes for a direct link and more info. Enjoy 10% off the best designer pieces at Farfetch.com when you shop select full price items over $200 and use promo code friend at checkout. Now let's get back to the show. I want to finish up with some accessories, and I want to put a very special focus on two of these because while they seem super simple and maybe not quote-unquote essentials, there are moments that I feel like will totally transform your style this fall. The first one is a brooch. Now, I feel like the word brooch has felt very antiquated. I feel like anytime I bring up the word brooch, they're like, oh, that feels like very old school or very old-fashioned. But let me tell you, a brooch can change an entire outfit and actually make something that's very simple and very affordable seem super luxury. Whether you're placing it on a knit sweater or a blazer, it's one of those moments that I feel like you can really brand yourself and showcase your style in a way that nobody else can. Roaches are all so individual, so unique, and they're such a great opportunity to explore vintage brooches today that I feel like there's such a cool world to be able to explore and really define your style and expand it. For example, I have a Prada brooch that I've had for a really long time that I love to put on. It's one of their classic triangle brooches, and I'll put it on anything. I put it on a black blazer, and it automatically feels like a little bit of an edgy, cool spin on it. It really breathes fresh air into a look that I might wear every day. It makes it feel different and new. My best tip for finding a good brooch: go vintage. There are so many out there in the world that are so cool and so unique that are just waiting to be found. I love to go on The RealReal. They have such beautiful ones from Chanel, Fendi, Tiffany, all in a really different price range too. I'm looking at one from Tiffany's that's $125. And then of course there's a Chanel one that's a little bit more expensive, but there's such a wide variety. And again, I think brooch tells a story and a history. And I think it's really fun to get a brooch and actually know the history of that piece and be able to tell it when someone asks about it. Someone will definitely ask about it. So I really recommend finding one that feels unique to you and pulling it into your wardrobe. I like it on a sweater. I like it even sometimes on a white button down with like a pair of jeans. Very cool. I also, of course, love it on a blazer or a coat. Again, I think it's just like a really cool, unique moment and something that I feel like is very underrated in fashion today. So pull it out. I'm really excited to see more of them this fall and to actually play with my own style with a brooch this fall. Personally, I am eyeing this like beautiful floral Chanel pearl one on The RealReal right now that is quite expensive, but again, one of those pieces that you'll have forever and really, really can change an outfit. Next essential, staying in accessories. Believe it or not, I think a baseball hat is a fall essential. And here's the thing, like if you're like me, you like hoard baseball caps, you get them from like functions or events and stuff like that. But those are not the ones I'm talking about. Like, I'm talking about a baseball cap that you love, that you wear, that you can throw on with any outfit, and it feels like a styling piece. I feel like the ones that we get from events are like heavily branded and the colors are off. And I actually, just a few days ago, wanted to wear like a pair of jeans with like my trench coat and a sweater. And I really wanted a baseball cap as a styling moment there with like a big, beautiful earring. But all the ones that I had just weren't it. And I feel like maybe this is just a me thing, but I didn't put a lot of attention and focus into the colorway and design of a baseball cap that I would actually use as an accessory in my fall wardrobe. Yes, of course, for summer, obviously, if we're doing like outdoor sports and things like that. But I think for fall, there's a very specific colorway that I want to pull a baseball cap into. And that's like a beautiful navy and a tan. And I actually just got two off Amazon, and I think it's such a cute styling element that obviously is very sporty, but I feel like we see it so much more in fashion these days, pulling in a cute baseball cap with a beautiful earring and making it a part of your outfit. So this is something that I think could be a cute essential for fall, for all of those bad hair days, or for a day when you want a little bit of extra warmth, or for a day where you just really want to lean into the accessories. Find a baseball cap that is the right color, that fits you well, that doesn't have like a bunch of like event branding on it. Find a hat that is one of those things that you can throw on with everything and just feel really cool and good. Again, I got mine off Amazon from Ralph Lauren. You can get them off ralphlauren.com. I feel like that's kind of my immediate go-to because I love a vintage RRL hat. But you can find so many on Etsy. You can find plain ones on Amazon. Baseball hats, I feel like, are so easy to find. But just really focus on the color. This is also a really good opportunity to sit down and say, what is your palette for fall? I feel like a lot of people love chocolate browns. A lot of people love the tans and navies. You know, you can throw in some gem tones like we spoke earlier. But I think a hat is a really good way to sit down and say, okay, what are the colors that I want to be wearing this fall? And what's a hat that could work with all of that? Love a baseball cap. So simple, but really effective for a chic, pared-down fall look. My last two, numbers 9 and 10, are shoes. First one being a knee-high boot. When I did today's show and I brought in a knee-high boot, I overheard some of the hosts saying, oh God, I almost got rid of my knee-high boots. I'm so glad I didn't. And I think it's one of those things that we have when we're younger. We try for a time and then we're like, oh, is that still me? I'm here to say yes. And that I think a knee-high boot is a wardrobe essential, something that you have forever and you obviously pull out for the cooler months. But also even then, like I've seen some great looks that I love in the summer of a mini dress with a knee-high boot and it looks so good. I think it's just one of those pieces that everybody has to have, accessible year-round. First of all, a knee-high boot is literally the most ultimate confidence booster. You put a knee-high boot on and there's no way you're like, oh, I don't look good. you feel so good and so empowered and so sexy in a knee-high boot. That's another reason why everybody needs them. Just the ultimate confidence booster. But also for fall, I think that they're such a good sly layering piece. For starters, maybe for those times where you want to wear that knit dress, but you need a little bit more warmth, you can throw on a knee-high boot and you do have a very subtle layer there. Also, I think it's one of those pieces that can dramatically transform an outfit. You're obviously not going to wear it under pants unless you really need that extra layer. But with a mini skirt, a mini dress, or a dress, it really changes an entire outfit. If you want a visual idea of this, go again to my link in bio and watch my Today Show segment. You can see the way that my model's confidence was just so there. She was wearing this beautiful dress. The knee-high boots made the look so sexy, but also very chic and subdued. I just got a pair from Staud that I absolutely love. They just came out with knee-high boots. And what I love about these is they hit the knee and they're a low heel. I love a low heel knee-high. Sometimes with a high heel, it's really hard for me to walk and they're a bit uncomfortable. You're operating a lot of machinery there. So I like something a little bit lower to the ground and more comfortable. The other thing I would say is stick to a boot at the knee. I don't love a boot that goes up into the thigh. It really, I think, overwhelms most people and takes up 90% of your look. So I would stay away from a thigh high. I love a knee high. Two affordable options that I used for the Today Show. One from French Connection. I actually got them off Macy's. They were in the $80 range. And then the ones we actually showed on the show were from DSW, from Madden Girl. They were in the $70 range. Both really affordable, great quality options that you can wear all fall long and be super comfortable. And then last but not least, a piece I think everybody needs in their closet for fall, a lug sole boot. I'm not just talking about a Chelsea boot here. I'm talking about a boot with a thick sole on the bottom that can get you through all weather and an entire day comfortably. I have two pairs, one from Gani that I absolutely love. They are so comfortable. They hit at my ankle and they look really good with everything. They look good with a mini dress and a trench coat. They look good with a pair of jeans poking out at the bottom. They look good with mini skirt and slacks. They're that pair of shoes that you throw on every single day in the fall and you have no idea how you lived without them. So I actually have a pair from Stuart Weitzman and I have a pair from Reformation. The Reformation ones I would say are your most affordable bet. They're under $300 and incredible quality. You'll wear them every single day. If you're looking to splurge, I have a few pairs from Loro Piana that are so chic, so well made. And they're actually weatherized, so I was actually able to wear them through the snow, which was a huge game changer. Those are over $1,000. Definitely an investment piece, but again, I wear those every single winter, and I probably will for the next 10 years. I wanted to focus on boots for this episode because I feel like we've talked a lot about ballet flats and loafers and all those things. I really wanted to give you guys what I felt would be two key shoes that I know you're going to wear all season and feel universally good for anybody listening right now in any weather situation. Whether you're in California or New York City, a good lug sole boot and a good knee-high boot are going to take you through the whole season. I'm really excited about fall dressing. I'm really liking this idea of like a great blazer with a beautiful earring and a baseball cap and jeans and a pair of lug sole boots, maybe my slouchy bag in there, maybe throw a brooch in there that matches my earrings, lots of accessories to play with. But I think a lot of ways to really make a look feel unique to you. Also really loving this idea of like a knee-high boot with a knit dress, maybe my trench coat. When it's colder at night, I could belt the trench coat. These are outfits that I'm thinking of nonstop and cannot wait to wear. And I hope you guys feel inspired to do so after this episode. As I mentioned, so many of these pieces are going to be featured in my edit at my link in bio. You can go check it out there. And if there's anything that you missed or want clarity on, my DMs are always open. I hope you guys loved today's episode. If you have not followed the show yet, please shoot us a follow on Apple Podcasts. Leave us 5 stars and leave us a review. Love hearing your feedback, what's working for you guys, what's not, and what you want to learn more of in the fashion industry. If you're listening on Spotify, you can also leave us 5 stars there. I hope you guys have an amazing week ahead. We drop episodes every Monday, so I'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Friend of a Friend. Before you go, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at tiermedia.com. And for more behind the scenes of the show, visit us at friendofafriend.us and follow me at Liv Perez on Instagram. Don't forget the 2 V's. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.